Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, once a player comes out and says, get me the hell out of here and I don't want to be here, you're fair game. That's just kind of how I look at things. And, you know, I get the unwritten locker room rule. You don't talk about a player's contract or money or any type of thing like that. But we're not talking about that in this case with Duke Johnson. We're talking about a trade request. And to me, that's a distinctly different situation.
I do think it's different. I agree with you. My one concern, though, was would some of his teammates be unhappy? Whether it's fair what he said or not, and I thought it was at the time. Two things, Darryl. One, it was fair to ask whether some of his teammates would be unhappy about it. Now, we all know Mike Silver seems to have an axe to grind with the Browns, but I don't think either one of us is going to accuse him of just flat-out making up a story.
Of course not. No, right. No, absolutely not.
Might he embellish? I don't know, but who knows? Is it possible there are guys unhappy? Sure. Can it be worked out? Is it a big deal? Probably not. But that was my only concern with this, and that he doesn't want to make it a habit. It's a unique circumstance. I agree with you. I didn't have a problem with it, but I think you'd agree you don't want to see him make it a habit of criticizing his players, his teammates.
Right, absolutely. And you certainly don't want to make it a habit of appearing to side with management.
That's
but
right.
Again, this is a situation. Duke Johnson got paid last year. Let's not forget that. This is the first year of that contract extension. Now, I understand. 3 years, $15 million. He's not going to see the full 3 years, $15 million. Bottom line, though, he signed that contract extension last year with the Browns willingly. It got him $7 million in guaranteed money. And so he got paid. In a sense. So I don't think that Baker Mayfield's messing with Duke Johnson's money, as some people on social media want to argue.
I agree with you.
Listen, he came out and said, get me out of here.
And he shouldn't have said that. In reality, listen, and we're torn. I'm sure you're torn too, Darryl. We like when players are honest, because some is Duke Johnson probably shouldn't have said publicly in minicamp that he wanted to be traded. The team already knew it. His agent knew it. There was no reason. He was being honest. And so part of me says, well, I'm glad that he was honest, but he probably shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, you know, I would be hypocritical if I said that I didn't appreciate from both sides, both Baker's response to Duke's comments and then obviously Duke's comments. Now, you're right. I think Duke could have been a little more diplomatic about this situation, especially when I specifically asked Duke last week. I gave Duke the out because he made it clear his feelings were hurt. He felt disrespected that he went on the trade block after signing that extension last year, after going through a couple of really terrible seasons with the Browns. And I said, listen, is there a way for this relationship to be repaired? You know, and he said, no. And so when you say that, you basically say that there's nothing that can happen that can repair the relationship. I'm done here. I want out. To me, you become fair game. And Baker, and I've said this before, and I'm going to repeat myself, Baker's trying to do something here that hasn't been done in decades, and that is win with this football team. The Browns are no longer the laughing stock of the league. Winning is now the most paramount thing. It's not players getting paid and having a bunch of paycheck players here. It's about winning football games and needing everybody that's on this team to be all in collectively as a unit to win football games. And Duke Johnson made it very clear, although he did say that he's going to be professional, he won't be a distraction, he'll give 110% like he always has on the field. That's all well and good, but he made it clear that he doesn't want to be here. He doesn't want to be all in. And so from Baker's standpoint, Bull, if he doesn't want to be on it, get the hell out of here. I don't have time for you because I have a difficult enough job as the quarterback and the leader of this franchise to lift it up than to deal with your not wanting to be all in with the rest of us nonsense. So
I agree.
You know, I'm not going to criticize a player for being honest, because that's I appreciate players that are candid and that don't give the canned coach speak answers. I just, from Duke's standpoint, I wish he would have come in and said, you know what, I was really disappointed. I was put on the trade block. That's why I put the trade request out there. I'm really happy that I'm still a member of the Cleveland Browns. I've given my heart and soul to this organization. That's why I signed the extension. We've been through so many bad times. I'm looking to win, forward to winning some football games this fall with this team. Hopefully, they see the value in keeping me around. Like, that's what Duke Johnson should have said.
Daryl, he has to say that to me day one of training camp, or he has to be on another team. I think so. One of those two things.
Absolutely. I don't think that. Now, Jarvis Landry told us this morning that, you know, it's not as big of a deal as we in the media are making it out to be, that there are no issues. Michael Silver reporting that veterans had issues with Baker, which is very believable, but that they did clear the air, that there's no issue going forward, that they just said, hey, kid, watch your mouth, watch what you say to the media, whatever. And that's fine. That's not really that big of a deal either. But we're in a downtime of the calendar here where there's really not a lot to talk about. And so I think that this gets amplified a little bit. But Jarvis said he doesn't anticipate any problems going forward, whether Duke's here or Duke's not here. He said his relationship with Duke certainly does not change. And the other thing, too, is and I don't know if this has been mentioned, and if I haven't mentioned before, that's on me, but I got to tell you, like, you know, that was day one of minicamp, and I can recall both on day one and day two and three where I spotted Duke and Baker talking, and they both had smiles on their face. So I didn't really sense any acrimony during practice that I was observing between those two guys.
You know,
so
take
that with a grain of salt.
Daryl, in the end, it's best for everybody. If Duke gets on board with the team, they come together, and he stays with the team. Because I know it's easy for fans that are angry at Duke right now to say, he's not that good, let's just get rid of him. But in reality, the best thing for this team, in my opinion, is that they all get to – that Duke realizes he's being probably a little overly sensitive in this situation. Because, you know, Joe Schobert was involved in trade rumors too, and –
tried to trade Joe Thomas to the Denver Broncos for a first-round draft
pick. Well, but that's not the same, because Joe –
it's similar.
They were trying to do Joe a solid by putting him on a playoff team.
I understand, but that's the bottom line is the Browns did contemplate trading a future Hall of Famer for a first-round pick.
Right, absolutely. So guys are on the trade block, which is not a real thing, but guys are out there available in trade at times. It's part of the business. I get it. You felt like you made a commitment even though – like he signed even though they'd already had Hyde and Chubb. I get it.
Correct.
He agreed to be in that spot. He's actually got more of a path to playing time at minimum in the first half this year than last, because it's only him and Chubb first half of the season. And, you know, hopefully Kareem Hunt is back with the team the second half. But with his track record, we don't know that for sure. It's 4 months between now and then. So – again, he's a good player, and for a minimum first half of the season, I think he's a, you know, I'm not saying he'd be a huge difference between wins and losses, but what happens if they trade him and Nick Chubb goes down?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Here's another thing, Bull. You know, Duke should take it as a compliment that he's not been traded
yet. That's right.
You know,
I said the same thing.
I'd be more insulted if you gave me away for a seventh-round pick. Like, really, that's what you thought of me? I was worth a seventh? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
John Dorsey's not going to trade Duke Johnson for nothing. He's not going to give this guy away. He recognizes the value that Duke has, and he certainly recognizes that there is a market that he once met as the general manager of this football team. There is an asset or assets that he expects to get in return for him. So I think Duke Johnson should kind of take it as a compliment that, hey, you know what? I'm still here. It was June. I'm minicamp. I'm still here, even though we had this little thing back and forth going in the spring about trade me or whatever. And, you know, the GM didn't give me away. So obviously I am. And that's why I say I wish Duke would have been a little more open-minded in responding, and it's not just because I asked the question, did Mary Kay or Scott or someone else ask the question, but, you know, to the question about can the fence be mended, can the relationship be mended, and he just flat out said no. That's what stunned me, because typically you can kind of allow the emotion to back off a little, cool off over time or whatever, and you say, you know what, I'm here, I'm with the program now, and, you know, let's not worry about what happened in the past. Let's just, you know, look forward. But he's very, very focused on getting himself out of here so that he can get in a situation where he's guaranteed to get touches, get in a situation where those guaranteed touches are going to lead to a contract for him in the 2020 offseason. So, and again, in that regard, the Browns gave him a 3-year extension. They're paying him very well in regards to, you know, what, in, or I should say in relation to what other running backs around the league are making. He's a top, I want to say 15 or 16, 17, somewhere around there, as far as the running back pay scale in the NFL. That's not insulting by any stretch
of
the imagination.
Not at all. It's great points, and I agree with you. If John Dorsey just wanted to get rid of him, he'd be gone already.
Yes,
so they weren't
absolutely
looking to just get rid of him. They were, like any other player, or almost any other player, at the right price, you'd be willing to trade most guys. So, you know, again, if they, like you said, if they had traded him for a 7th-round pick, they were looking to just get rid of him, yeah, I can understand that. They obviously were not, otherwise he'd be gone. Daryl, good stuff, buddy. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
You too. I'll see you tomorrow afternoon at
Classic
Park for
the
softball game.
What are you doing tomorrow? What are you doing tomorrow? Just covering?
I will be the annoying pest bouncing around the ballpark, talking to everyone and anyone.
Sounds good. We'll be doing the play-by-play, assuming there is a game to call, if the weather holds up. Nick, Ken and I will be doing the play-by-play starting at 5 o'clock. I'll see you there tomorrow, Darryl.
Sounds good, Bull.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.